Blog Talk Radio.
DJ Nerdin, DJ Nerdin, Mike.
Yeah, man, it's your boy DJ Nothing Nice. You already know this, man, Nothing Nice Radio. We here a little late, but it's all good, man. You already know we're going to slide through there, man. Got a lot of stuff for you this afternoon. Got my man Carolina Black, man, about to get on the call. You might have Pudding Pop from Team Nothing Nice on that joint. But first off, shout out to everybody, man, to this point, that's made it to this point. We want to, you know, really say we appreciate everybody every time they turn it to Nothing Nice Radio. And shout out to my sponsors, you know. Shout out to Good Times, you know, shout out, make sure Good Times every time, you know, go ahead and burn one to them, boy, you know what I'm saying? And if you need any more information on that, make sure you contact me, man, at 704-448-3914. We'll get that to you. Shout out to my PR, Ms. Liz, I appreciate it. Thank you. Ms. Kat, I see you out there, you know, doing your thing, pushing artists, and we breaking records. You already know what it is. And also to MP3 Wax, man, your number one source for the digital outlets for all industry news and industry promotion, man. We're going to get into them in a few seconds. But, you know, and also, you know what? One more thing. Logo Lens. I know Logo Lens. Y'all been sponsoring me, doing your thing. I really appreciate it. So, any of those things I listed a few seconds ago, y'all, anybody want to contact me, hit your boy up, man. Follow me on the Instagram, the Twitter, at DJ Nothing Nice. I'm going to do it early, so I won't have to do it later when we finish. Because I know Carolina Black's on the line right now. We're about to get into them in a few seconds. You know what I'm saying? So, let's just hit this industry news, man. Let's just keep it rolling. Hit this industry news. Make sure you go to mp3wax.com where they officially break records, rated number one promotional service for a major, all major and independent artists, man. Sending your music to them to get connected to the music industry contacts and DJs worldwide. Guarantee if you're messing with these boys, is my family. Shout out to Mr. Keith out there, you know, holding mp3wax.com. You know, I don't really associate myself, so I wouldn't recommend anything but the best. You feel me? It is what it is, man. Let's get into this industry news, man. Video 50 Cent got 9 shots. If you want to check that out on the site, it's there. 50 Cent drops drama field. Elf Rivera directed short film co-starring Tony Yayo, and Lloyd Banks, of course. Make sure you check it out, that joint. And of course, you know, the topic, we're going to talk about this a little bit, you know, the Straight Outta Compton movie, definitely going to talk about that, getting to it. They've been killing it. I heard it, they was close to, the last time I heard it was like about $70 million this past weekend they made or whatever. So, you know, we're going to see. We're going to talk about that. There's a video up there, of course, Young Thug featuring Gucci Mane again up there. He's doing his thing, you know. Some people, you know, they got a lot of similarity. They say you're trying to sound like Wayne. Wayne's trying to sound like him. But, you know, Wayne's doing his own thing, and that's a whole nother ball. We're not gonna mess with today. We're not gonna even do it. Future featuring Drake, Where You At, behind the scenes of the video. Also, filmmakers Carlton Wade and Andrew Stephan released The Takeover, a documentary on the rise of Southern hip hop. So, a lot of things. Like I said, man, check this out. I'm gonna tell you right now. We're gonna quickly follow up to this next couple of three, and then we're gonna move on. Listen, the best way to get yourself seen and heard is through radio and television. I'm just dropping a jewel. Carolina Black, I know you're going to agree with me, brother, if you can hear me. You know what I'm saying? You want it, Black? Yo. Black. Black, you on there? I see you on there. But it is what it is. Oh, is that Pudding Pop? That's Pop. I think that's Pop. Is that Pop? If it is, I'll see you in a few seconds. But it is what it is, man. Keep it rolling. Going back to that, like I said, if artists, please make sure you go ahead and promote yourself, man, any way possible, any way how. And I think that's Pudding Pop that's in the background. Is that you, Pop?
That's what they mean. What's going on?
Yeah. Man, just talking a little bit, trying to tell these artists how to get their, you know, promotions going as far as doing a visual and getting this stuff played, getting it registered and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? I think that's Carolina Black. Hold on one second. Hold on. Black.
Yeah.
All right. We about to get to him. All right, we got Pudding Pop on the line, you know what I'm saying, with Team Nothing Nice, Carolina Black. We about to get into him in a few seconds. But like going back to what I said before, you know, they chimed in real quick, but it's about Carolina Black anyway, you know what I'm saying. But going back to what I was saying, artists, get your audio stuff really together, man. Get it registered. Get your stuff registered so you can play on any radio station that's syndicated, and you can get count for spins and I know I'm repeating myself and throwing jewels out there. And then on the video side, which a lot of you are doing, I've been noticing that, you know, throughout the social networks. And congratulations to all the independent artists that are doing it. But for the ones who are not and think you're going to get a record deal or distribution deal by sitting at home, that's not going to happen. You know what I'm saying? It's not going to happen. So like I said, you know, that's a little bit of juice. But going back to the last three of the industry news on the mp3wax.com site, we're going to hit it like this. We're going to hit it like this. We're going to do it like that, man. Music star Kendrick Lamar set to be the first music guest on the Stephen Colbert, the Late Show. So also, Fabulous is, has his Gone for the Winter video up there. And the Breakfast Club interviews rap artist Mac Miller, and he talks about basically New York, you know, drug use and major label deals and more. But that's just a little bit of information on there, man. Y'all can go ahead. You know, I know some people, you got the ones that really are informed, and the ones you got to really know that just want to gossip because they ain't got nothing else to do. But it is what it is. Nothing Nice Radio, keeping it rolling. For now, we're going to let that go. Going in the trash, boom. You know, I got to have them sound effects, y'all. That's just what it is. That's what kind of day it is right now, y'all. Black, that's what kind of day it is for me, man. I got to have a little sound effect for myself. Feel me? So, but going to the man of the hour, man, go ahead and introduce yourself. Carolina Black, man, go ahead and introduce yourself to the people, bro.
Hey, yo, what's going on? It's your boy, Carolina Black, straight from Goldsboro, 919NC. Y'all already know. If you don't follow me on Twitter, go ahead and follow me. At CBLA2K. On Twitter and also on Instagram.
There we go.
Pretty much Google me. You'll find all my work.
Okay. He's putting it out there. But if you're really serious, you know he's gonna hit you with that contract. You know what I'm saying? Because you gotta have that paperwork. You feel me right? Am I right about it? You tell me something wrong.
You ain't lying, man.
You know what I'm saying? That paperwork got to be straight, bro. So, man, I'm going to dig into your bio real quick. You know what I'm saying? You're playing around with the DJ turntable, you know, stepfather. And then it talks about from that moment you I'm just reading verbatim a little bit. From that moment forward, everything in your life was inspired by music. Okay. So, you say the recorded music and played with studio equipment up until about 2014. Around the same time, he moved to Georgia and tried to take it a little further in the midst of the survival of the, what's that you say, bro? Survival of the what? Fittest. Now, I usually ask this question at the end of the, you know, interview, but I'm going to ask you this right now. What are your three keys that you live by that makes you determined to the grind daily?
You speaking to me, Carolina Black, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. Basically, I got a love for this. This is basically what keeps me going. I wouldn't say per se keys, but it's just life in general. I'm only giving what I am. You know, I'm not portraying nothing else. I'm only being me, and I love music. So it's something that I ain't going to quit doing. I'm going to stay persistent at what I'm doing. As long as my fans dealing with me, they know they're going to get the real person. They're not going to get gimmicks. They're going to get
right.
A real being talking about real stuff. If I'm saying something like that might be vulgar, it's because that's something that really happened. I really lived by that, or I lived by that, or I seen that, or, you know, just pretty much just stay grinding at this and stay consistent. And like y'all said about the paperwork, you know, you got to have your team and your paperwork right. Not necessarily even have a team. You know?
Right. So let me ask you this, too, before I dig deeper into your bio a little bit. I'm not hearing you talk right now. I don't want to categorize you as just the next question what I'm going to say is to this artist. I'm trying to look at a point I'm trying to make. But what three influences do you have? You know what I'm saying? What three or four influences that you have that really, you know, just motivate you, man? Just be like, make you want to be like, look, I'm doing this, influence me, or, you know what I'm saying, I'm doing this because of my fans, or I'm doing this because of whatever, you know what I'm saying? So what three influences that you look at that just makes you go, man?
I mean, from when I started it, it was originally cats like Nas, Wu-Tang, Scarface from Houston, you know what I mean? But
okay.
Right now, I'm really big in, like, I'm still on that Nas. I deal with J. Cole and, you know, K. Dot. He doing his thing and whatnot.
Right.
I'm not a bandwagon artist. I don't jump on whoever everybody else feeling. You know, I really like real music. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But if I hear it and I jump with it, you know what I'm saying? I fuck with it, you know?
Okay. Look, I had to do that because I was about to, you know, my mom calls me the devil's advocate there, bro. Okay, I'm DJ Nothing Night, bro, so I have to ask. I have to go to the other side, so you know I have to hit you with the what are your pet peeves when you're dealing with any artist? You know what I'm saying? If they want to do a collabo or things like that. I gotta get to it. So, you know what are some of your pet peeves when the artist, you know, wants to be like, yo man, you're not a black man. Look, man, I want you to catch blah 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 blah. But it's just something that people like, man, hold on, you know, it's not. You know, I'm gonna do like Family Guy because I like the West cartoon a little bit. So. I'm going to do what really grinds your gears, bro. You know, it's really, you know, makes you be like, hey, hold on. Let me give you a second. You know what I'm saying? Fall back for a second.
I mean, you know, cats will come to you and they'll have the music and they want you to get on the Open 16 that they have and then they mix on the whole song. It's terrible. It ain't even no type of quality at all.
Right. Right.
But then that person look at you like he crazy when you be like, yeah, I'm charging.
All right, look, I'm trying to bring him out, man. I'm trying to bring him out. So, because you're free. Look, this is Nothing Nice Radio, bro. You can be open.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? I know you can be professional, bro, but you can be open, too. You feel me? Because, you know, we deal with nothing real stuff. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, this is, look, go ahead and keep your feet up, bro. Keep your feet up on the couch, on the pretend couch. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead. You know what I mean? So, yeah. So, getting back to see more important to your bio. Actually, I'm getting back into your bio a little bit more. I seen something when he said the first tape. Let's see, he wrote and called The Answer and dropped his first mixtape, No Swishes. Talk about that a little bit.
All right. Well, Answer was actually a song I had dropped. It wasn't really ready for to be dropped on no SoundCloud and no song format type forms. It was just something I just shot a video to. It was mixtape you could find it on and nothing. It was just something that I felt had a meaning, like it had some type of meaning to me behind it. So I shot a video to that. Shortly after that, I went ahead and dropped this mixtape, No Swishes, on that Piff right now. Check me out. You can.
Oh, yeah, we're definitely going to take you out, bro.
But definitely, No Swishes, man. That mixtape is symbolizes it. Like, a lot of people looking at it like on some smoke shit. But, yeah, it is also smoker shit.
Right.
But it's a metaphor in there at the same, because I smoke presidential.
Right.
I smoke presidential, you feel me? So I feel like there's a certain type of cigar that you should smoke when you're smoking your presidential shit. You know what I'm saying? I have my cigars of choice, you feel me?
Okay, and I don't
fuck with Swishers, so I tell them no Swishers when it come down to smoking on that presidential shit.
Okay, look, though. I'm a good time cigarillo DJ, right? You know, I sponsor parties.
I saw a good time thing.
Okay. I know you said no Swishers, but hopefully, you know, I can throw you some good times when you be here.
I hear you.
For real. All right, man. I'm
no doubt.
Song, but look, I'm telling real quick. Let me say this. To the people that's saying right now, man, you got this hot. He got three hot singles. You know what I'm saying? It's Sex Coma.
Sex Coma real quick.
Talk about that Sex Coma, man, real quick. I'm going to debut it tonight at 9 o'clock on virtualdjradio.com. You know what I'm saying? Channel 2. Make sure y'all tune in. But, go ahead and talk about that song, Sex Coma, bro.
Oh, yeah, man. Sex Coma, man, is definitely something I had to talk sexual about a real event. Are really dense for me, and at the same time, I wanted to keep it gutter with it, but at the same time, I ain't want to go all the way to cutthroat. So I figured out the format of the way to drop a sex song without cussing and talking about all kind of crazy shit. You feel me? And I think I pulled it off pretty good. You feel me? That's a dope song right there. If you have not heard that, you definitely need to press play on that one. Definitely.
Oh, yeah, yeah. See that song right there might switch up my whole playlist tonight that I have in my mind because I don't do playlists, but I usually I go in, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go like this. It's going to switch it up. But I'm definitely going to play that tonight. Tonight, 9 o'clock, 9 o'clock p.m. Go to virtualdjradio.com. Hello, too. Oh, yeah, man. Yeah. So,
appreciate it.
So let's get into this. So let's get into pop. I know you're still on the line. And, let's get into this NWA, man. Let's get into the NWA. I haven't seen the movie yet. So, I haven't seen the movie yet, NWA. So, Papa, I think you said you did it. I have not seen it either, but what I'm going to say is, Pop, is that this? Okay, no, she dropped. I think a call dropped. But all I'm gonna say is, man, I already know about NWA back in the day, man. You know what I'm saying? So to me,
I know about
I'm gonna say like this: it's good to reminisce on stuff like that and what how it was, and you know, based on trying to relate it to what's going on now. You know what I'm saying? Because I think that's what Ice Cube did. Because Ice Cube is smart. You know what I'm saying? He ain't dumb. He's smart. He's a chess player. You feel me? That's why he's been in the game for so long. So, you know, not saying I won't go see it. But I'm just saying, I mean, I'm hearing a lot of different reviews about it. They got the cops going to the movie theaters, and you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? They think it's going to be a riot. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, okay, we still not really focused, man. I'm still not really focused on what the message is. You know what I mean? So maybe one day we'll get it, bro. I just want to know your take on that, man. You know, just the whole, you know, NWA thing. So. Or Straight Outta Compton, the movie, you know, basically.
Me personally, I ain't seen the movie yet. I haven't seen it yet. I haven't even, what you were just telling me about, the people in the movie theater or whatever, that's the first time I'm hearing about it. I really don't want nobody to tell me too much about it, because I don't want them to spoil it for me, because I ain't seen it yet.
I feel you. There you go.
But, you know, I know about it from back in the day because we were around. You know what I'm saying? We were around.
Yeah.
From what I see on social media, they act like, well, you know, they're going to leave parts of the story out anyway, so.
Of course. You have to know that, man. So, Carolina Black, right here, real quick. Straight Outta Compton. We have mixed reviews. Really don't. I'm not gonna say really don't care, but we really don't care. So, you know, I'm gonna leave it like that. So,
gutter shit.
Huh?
Pretty much. So who you got, bro? You got
Hillary Clinton. You got Donald Trump.
I don't even know. I'm gonna stay out of that one. I tell you what, it won't be Donald Trump. I ain't voting for him. That's the end.
You not voting for the boss?
He already. Nah, I don't get it. That's a whole nother conversation. I don't get it, man. He fucking rich as hell. Like, that's some Illuminati shit right there.
He don't care. He's like, you know what? I don't care.
I don't trust it. I wouldn't trust it. I feel like I'd be putting, Illuminati grand shit, man. You definitely put him right in the head like that.
Yeah.
Put that nigga all that power. It's old. Like, hell no. I ain't voting for him. Straight like that.
You got me dying over here, man. So maybe Hillary might get in there and quit, and then Bill will still be cooking for another what, 8 more years.
I'd rather go for Hillary than Trump, man. I don't see it happening.
Yeah, it's a lot of stuff within that, man. You know. This world is crazy anyway. So what's your ideal place for format, man? Overseas, what kind of venue? in front of how many people, you know, if you want to have people that you know there, or people that influence you to come, or, you know, what's your idea?
Oh, I don't mind performing for complete strangers, you know, because those are the ones that show me love. Those are my fans. You know, I don't mind complete strangers. I would love to perform in the U.K. But, you know, the U.K. show a lot of love, and I got a lot of fans in Cali and, like, Arizona, and, you know, I got a spread of them that come from different places, but it's just, I got some foreign fans, but I know, and I heard about how the U.K. does with hip-hop. They do, how am I trying to explain it? Like, let's say if I went over there and I built my following and it came back here or whatever, you know, because, you know, like, a lot of times they say it takes for your city to see that you were doing a little something before they jump behind you, or are you trying to jump behind you.
That's true.
So if I went somewhere and got, like, went to U.K. and got jumped and it came back, it would put the city behind me. Regardless, I would like to go because I feel like the love of it, it's stronger over there from what I hear. They show a whole lot more love across the water.
I truly believe that too. I'm in the military, I'm in the military, man. It was a whole different feel, you know what I'm saying? And they really love music. For real. They love music, bro. You know what I mean? Especially like hip hop, turntables, they still break dancing and all that stuff for real, man. So, you know, they just engulf themselves in it.
Man, right now, Carolina Black is working on our next mixtape, Black Observation. And I got to say, it's coming with a music video dropping soon, so stay tuned for that. That's pretty much it, man. Stay tuned for the shows. Follow me. Twitter, CBLA2K, same on Instagram, excuse me.
You good?
That loud, y'all know how I do. Go to shit.
Hey,
Cali,
man. Hey. Good times, man. I didn't make a mistake, one of your shows. Make sure you keep me informed.
Got the smokers themes for you, you feel me? Got the late night theme for you.
Okay.
And I got the, you know what I'm saying, Get Me Cutty themes for you, you know what I mean? But it's all really me. It's no fabrication. So y'all check me out, man. I'm turning up.
Yes, sir. Turn up, man. All right, man. Good boy. That was Carolina Black right there. You already know what it is, man. Shout out to everybody that's tuning all over the world, man. Let's do that video, man, for your exclusive interview. Make sure you hit up my PR, man. With Liz, with L3 Promotions, L3 CEO Promotions. You already know what it is. Man, shout out to MPGWax.com. Shout out to Good Times. I already said that. I'm just hand it again. Shout out to all of you, man. Local Liz, Philadelphia, BSC Music. Everybody, man. West Coast, Dirty South, New York, wherever you're from, man. Enjoy yourself, man. Stay committed, stay consistent, and have communication, anything next thing that you do, man. Carolina Black, there it is, man. We out of here, man. We're going to do it like this.
Squad.